Now, well, I know you've you covered some of this in your SWE interview, but I gather when you joined Westinghouse, women professionals were, shall we, to put it mildly, extremely scarce.
I think I was the third one that had been hired in the Baltimore complex. It was somewhat interesting. One gal was from MIT, and the summers here were too warm. Even the winters were too warm. Another one was from Florida, and the summers were too humid, and it was really too cold in the winter. So I was the only one that lasted. For a period of time, there were two. There was one in the West Building and or the electronics division at that point in time, and myself. And I was there for 3 or 4 years before I ever met her. And that was not because people were trying to keep us apart. It was because of the differences in work that the two divisions did.
Sure.
So we just didn't cross that divide. But that was 1956. By 1964, they were starting to hire more, and then in 1967, there was a rather large influx of women engineers. So, but it was a good time. The people somewhat treated me like a little sister, which was annoying, but also very nice. In fact, when I first came up, there were used to be a couple guys who would come by and look at my feet, and I finally said, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm from Kentucky." They were trying to find out if I was wearing shoes. Or at least that was the excuse. I finally told them I put gravel in them to compensate, and they didn't bother me anymore.